Blog Talk Radio.
Groupon. It's a good deal. Likes to play more than once. I guess it's just because it's Beethoven, you know. It's April 7th, 2015, and the coffee's brewing, and the Bible's open, and I had just a couple little things I saw this morning that are, I guess, newsworthy, if it were, whatever that means. But corporate America really seems to be leaning to the left, and at least Indiana, and it's with a lot of different things. We see, like I said yesterday, two Republican governors fold. I mean, they caved over a situation. And as I was bringing up yesterday about how there's a new religion, and it's not really a new religion. It's an old one. In fact, I'm going to talk a little bit about that for a minute, but that sex is a new religion, because that's, you don't hear about discrimination to Irish or to Poles or to Italians. I mean, I'm in a real bad place there because I'm half Italian, half Irish, you know, effectively. So you don't hear about those. You don't hear about that. Although that still happens in certain places. Well, I'm from the West Coast. I'm from, you know, the Seattle, actually, Everett area. But the Seattle, if you listen from somewhere else, Seattle, you'll recognize them from that general area. And didn't know really anything about discrimination because I was Italian. My last name's Italian. Had it been an Irish last name, I probably would have, you know, got that. I don't know. But I went in the military, then found out, and then started hearing names that my dad had told me about because he had dealt with all that because he was first generation in this country. And he grew up in the East Coast, in Jersey. So there's just a lot of that going on. In fact, there's little areas, pockets of Italians and pockets of Irish and pockets of Poles, and you can go into those little towns, and that's everybody that's in those areas is that. They speak their native language and all that. No mention of that now. No mention of the ethnicity or the nationality, where it's at today and has been going for the last, you know, 10 or 20 years, really rapidly in the last couple of years, is to your sexual preference, and not male or female. We had that, those of us that are old enough have lived through that trip of Gloria Steinem, her, you know, proselytizing women into becoming whatever she did. The most freedom a woman or a person can ever understand or have is in Christ. That's just the bottom line. And Gloria Steinem didn't win that for anybody. Jesus did. He paid the price. But now we see it's not just gender that we're talking about, because that has been. It's about your sexual, I don't even know how to say it, contact preference. And it's so bizarre, because how did that ever make it in? Yeah, how? Because here's the deal. When I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, the big deal, especially 60s and 70s, really, But it's kind of weird because, you know, we have the 50s, 60s, and 70s that kind of formed our lives, my age group of people, the baby boomers. And you look at this, there were three big things that were always talked about in the world. I'm not talking about the church now because I wasn't a Christian back then. Were sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And basically, you know, those are the things that people were striving for worldly-wise, and they would actually be the demise of many people. And so drugs have kind of done a weird vacillation. You know, we've legalized some. We've done some weird stuff with others and decriminalized certain areas. Rock and roll has really gone into something weird. I don't even know anymore. You know, if you're a musician at all, you'll know there's seven chords. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There's no H. and there's minors and augmenteds and sevenths and sixths and sharps and flats, but they're all A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There's seven chords, and you can only arrange A, B, C, D, E, F, G in so many different manners. There is not millions upon millions of variations of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There's a lot more when you add in minors and sharps and flats and augmented and all kinds of weird jazz things. But for the most part, you're going to have a lot of songs sound alike. So that is kind of taking a weird backseat because I don't even know what popular music does anymore. Yeah, you know, but the thing that seems to be prevalent and carried through all the way through from the very get-go, from the very beginning of time, has been the saxophone. And here we are, we're in chapter 7 of Proverbs, and we're right back on that. I mean, it's right there. And then what's prevalent in the news today is this. They're not even using the word sexual revolution. It's even more than that. They've dovetailed themselves into civil rights. And so here's what's happened. For someone to be discriminated against or hurt or injured because of the color of their skin or their nationality has now been completely paralleled and even more so melded with your sexual preference, whether you're homosexual, a transgender, a bisexual, whatever it happens to mean. They're all transferred into that, blended in, mended in, molded in to where now you can't say and do things against them without coming against the civil rights movement. I want to know how that happened. I want to know how that happened. It didn't happen because there's tens of millions or a couple of hundred million homosexuals or even homosexual sympathizers. There isn't that. And it's just not. And I've got to, maybe you can do that on your own there, Murray, for your youngest son. I got a call. It came in on my phone. I forgot to turn my little read off. Shows you we're live. But you can't do that. I mean, that is what's being done. That's happened. And it shouldn't happen. Because it's a real slam against anybody that has an ethnicity problem. Because they're being discriminated against. Or someone because of their color of their skin. And the fight that has gone on for centuries for them to have freedom. And to have equal opportunity, and then to dovetail in, watch this, I'm going to say it, sin, to dovetail in sin. In other words, something that the scripture talks about over and over and over. And it's sometimes I get accused of, why do you just keep talking about the same thing? Because the Bible does. Remember, we're going through it. I just go real quick back to chapter 1 and just give you kind of a little bit of an overview for a second. Talks about wisdom and talks about our purpose and what we're supposed to do. It says in chapter 2, avoid the adulteress. Okay, we're talking about a sexual situation there. And then bad company, which can corrupt good morals in chapter 4. Then we're into chapter 5, forsaking lust, which ends up going into a sexual situation and a woman who is lustful. And then it says in 6, to shun laziness, and by the way, avoid adultery. It says avoid adultery. Now we're in chapter 7. And look what it says. I'm just going to read. Let's see how many verses there are. There's 27. I'm just going to read them all so we can hear it. Remember, it's the 7th, so we read Proverbs 7. Here we go. My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them in the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend, that they may keep you from an adulteress, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked out through my lattice. I saw among the naive, I discerned among the youths, a young man lacking sense, passing through the street near her corner. And he takes the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness. And behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a harlot, and cunning of heart. She is boisterous and rebellious. Her feet do not remain at home. She is now in the streets, now in the squares, and lurks by every corner. So she seizes him and kisses him, and with a brazen face she says to him, I was due to offer peace offerings. Today I have paid my vows. Therefore I have come out to meet you. to seek your presence earnestly, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, with colored linens of Egypt. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrh and aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with caresses. For the man is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. At full moon he will come home. With her many persuasions, she entices him. With her flattering lips, she seduces him. Suddenly, he follows her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the discipline of a fool, until an arrow pierces through his liver. As a bird hastens to the snare, so he does not know that it will cost him his life. Therefore, my sons, listen to me, and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways, or do not stray into her paths. For many are the victims she has cast down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is a way to Sheol, descending to the chambers of death. Now, that's not referring to one woman. That's not just one particular woman that's down there on the streets working the corners. This is talking about an adulterous woman. It's quite interesting, too, because there's a new show. I don't know the name of it, but I know that it talks about this new aspect that's kind of new about cougars, like older women pursuing younger men. Well, that's not a new thought, but to have a television show about it, it is. And here we have, she's an older woman, only mentioning that because he's a young, naive kid and doesn't understand. And it's like a father talking to his sons or a mother talking to his sons. It's like parents talking to their children. Beware of this woman. And we just watch this right in the scriptures. And again, this is a whole chapter devoted just to about the harlot. And it says she's dressed as a harlot. You might see her the next day dressed as a businesswoman. You might see her the next day as your school teacher, and all these things that we see in the news that pop up all the time that are absolutely, we look at that and go, how could that happen? How could that happen? How could that happen? And yet it's happening. Well, it's in the Bible, and it was in the Bible being warned about thousands of years ago. And if we listen to it and go, you know what? If I keep God's commandments, I can live. If I have his teaching as the apple of my eye or the center of my eye, if I bind them on my fingers, in other words, I make reminders to myself, however that is, tying string on my fingers so I look down and know that, kind of interesting. Well, a ring on your finger when you're married is not to show other people you're married. It's to remind yourself of that. Think about that for a minute. You look down, you go, I'm married. I've unioned my life with another human being. And if we take the time to think, then, and all of us could forget that or remove ourselves from that, but if you take the time to think, and it's just saying, do all these things. Write them on the tablet of your heart. In other words, put this in your heart, God's word. Hide God's word in your heart. Another place where the 119th Psalm comes into place. And bind them on your fingers and write them on the tablet of your heart. And this is what you need to say to wisdom. You're my sister. Now, you are me. You are part of it. I want you here. And understanding needs to be your intimate friend. You need to take time to slow down, think about it. Then what's going to happen? If you really do that, it'll keep you from the adulteress. And from the foreigner who flatters with words. In other words, you'll think before you act. You need to think before you act. And most people don't. Most people do not think before they act. They just react. They just go like that and do it. Something flatters them. Something makes them feel good. And maybe it's someone that isn't doing that, and the person thinks they need that, and this person, unbeknownst to them, comes in and says that at the right time, and it just adds up. And for some reason, we override anything that we would think. The bottom line is, if we spend more time in God's Word and more time with the Lord, then we're going to be more prepared for the onslaught that's going to happen. And it's going to happen to everyone. If you don't think it's going to happen to you, if you don't think it's going to happen in your life, you better get ready. I mean, because there is no one that's immune to this. And it could happen. It can happen, and it could start very innocently. More than likely, one of the people is not going to be innocent in this situation. They're going to know what they're doing is wrong, but they're going to go ahead with it. But it could start very innocently. If you take a situation of a guy that has a secretary, and he's really struggling through things, whatever they happen to be, and the secretary recognizes that, and she may not have an ulterior motive. She may not have a hidden agenda. She may just come in and bring him a cup of coffee or just say, how's the things going? I want to know, you know, is there anything I can do? And that's just being normal and nice, what seems to be nice. Unfortunately, if that man starts opening up to his secretary things that he should not be opening up to his secretary about, and maybe talking about his home life, and then she keys in on that and really digs him, and pretty soon, before you know it, she is his sounding board, and he isn't communicating at home anymore, and you can see the road it's going down. That can happen very easily. It can happen the opposite direction, too. It could be a guy at work that's always there, and the gal is there, and she can't talk to her husband, so she's talking to him, and he's saying all the things that she wants to hear. And it's really just, you know, basically motivating her ego and motivating her from the inside. And that can lead to an absolute nightmare, so much of a nightmare that it almost can't be. Well, let's read what the Proverbs says. It says at the end, now therefore, my sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. If you're a gal and you listen to this program, just have it say this. Now therefore, my daughters, listen to me. Because it's not just for men. This is for women, too. This whole situation could be swapped. Remember that. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways or his ways. Do not stray into her paths or his paths. For many are the victims she has cast down or he has cast down, and numerous are all her slain or his slain. Her or his house is the way to Sheol, which is the grave, descending to the chambers of death, will kill you physically, spiritually, emotionally, ruin you. I remember James Dobson talked a long time ago about people that the spark has gone out of their relationship, the pizzazz, whatever it is. So they leave this really straight line, boring, everyday, same old life, and they have a fling. Whether it's the guy or the gal, they kind of go off the line. If you're looking at a parallel line, and they dive up or dive down, whichever it happens to be, to have this other relationship that's just real exciting and exuberant and explosively cool. And then they come back to their straight line, boring thing, waiting for the next time they can go do a fling like that. It might be the same person or another person. Here's what happens eventually in those people's lives. They either get caught, or they fall apart, or they say, I'm done with this, and they divorce from that straight line, boring, same-o, and they go up to that skewed-up thing, that person, and they build this same-o relationship with them. And then if you look at it 3 years, 5 years down the road, they're doing the same thing they were before. Maybe longer, maybe shorter. Maybe it's 3 months. But they're in a same-o relationship, and if they did it once, they'll do it again. If there's nothing to keep them from doing that, if they don't pay attention, if they don't pay attention to the words of God, which it says in chapter 7, verse 24, they're going to go do it again. They'll do it again and again and again and again and again and again. So you just have all these things, they're like diagramming sentences when we were in school, or you look at a family tree, all these parallel lines, because you're going from one fling to another fling, setting up a parallel line and not even knowing that's what you're doing. And remember, if you're dating someone while you're married, that person that you're dating, if you end up having a relationship with them, remember, they were dating a married person. Just, you got to think about that. They were dating a married person. What's to keep them from doing that again? Unless they come to Christ, they are the same person still. And they will do it again when given the correct circumstances, guaranteed. If they don't know Christ, and if they did know Christ and something happened, they got to be poured back into the Word. They got to be focused on Jesus. That's what the Scriptures are constantly telling us. That's why, just in Proverbs, the books of wisdom, and these people did—they didn't really have problems with rock and roll. Okay, the drugs of the day were really more along the lines of wine and hard drink. The big problem that didn't was sex. And it was prevalent here a couple of thousand, 3,000, 2,000 years ago, and 1,000 years ago, and 500 years ago, and 50 years ago, and 50 minutes ago. It's this. It's an age-old problem. And unless you have an answer that works, it will affect you one way or the other. So I would hope that what you do is pay attention to what's going on around you. It's so cool because it actually says that in the scripture, pay attention. And therefore, my sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. It's not just words on a page. It's not just some old book. Wisdom, as we're going to see this tomorrow, wisdom, in fact, it's a rather long chapter tomorrow, but wisdom is to be sought. Wisdom is to be pursued with more passion than they pursued gold in the 49er days. It was more passion than it pursued oil in the North Slope and around the world and offshore, with more passion than anything that's been pursued. That's how we should pursue wisdom. And hang on to it. Use it. Then we'll be able to endure the trials. That's the only way. That's the only way. All of us have certain trials that we're faced with. And some are really, really, really dramatic. But understand that none of them are outside of God's scope of understanding and giving you wisdom to get through it. So I pray you guys have a wonderful day. Tomorrow is the 8th of April. Man, we've only got three more after that. We've only got like three more weeks, and we're in May. Amazing. You guys have a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow at 11.